Welcome to Tune Inch, a music podcast made for the Pioneer, Cooper Union student-run newspaper. In each episode, we'll cover a wide variety of music selections all catered towards a specific theme. We'll play our selected songs, in addition to sharing the reasons why we chose them. So wherever you're listening from, just sit back and let us soundtrack your next hour. Tune Inch is recorded in the Pioneer office at 41 Cooper Square.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
That was Wonderful Christmas Time by Maka himself, Sir Paul McCartney, which can only mean one thing. You have joined us for a very special Christmas episode of Tunage. We will be covering our favorite songs of the holiday season today to get y'all in the most festive AF mood. My name is Brandon. I'm joined today by Kavya and Olivia. And that's it.
Maybe Gab.
Maybe Gab. Maybe. So it's holiday season, but it's also final season. So we're short a couple people this episode.
It'll be short and sweet.
Y'all have a lot of studying to do, but we're still going to try to hopefully soundtrack
maybe the next 30 minutes?
30 minutes, maybe like 10 minutes.
Who knows?
We'll see what happens. Are you guys excited for the holiday season?
Yes. Yeah, I'm so excited. I love the city in the winter.
I love the city during Christmas time.
It's so pretty. And it's just like, yeah, we're low-key kind of dying here, but it's like, you go outside and there's lights everywhere.
That's also high-key the worst thing about going to school in the city, because it's like, well, I mean, for us at least, like, we have a lot of, like, finals and studying to do, but we're all kind of, like, just trapped inside this, like, concrete building while, like, everyone's outside being
happy,
holly and jolly and everything.
And a lot of my friends in other schools, like, end early, and they're all like, oh, my God, let's celebrate. And I'm like, I have finals till the 20th.
Deadass till, like, the very last second.
Yeah, like, some of the retreats that are happening start on, like, the 18th, because everyone else ends a lot earlier. And I'm just like, two midterms on the 20th, hello.
Two midterms. See, you know what I mean? Like, at the very last second. Like, 4 days before, like, the actual big day.
Or, like, homeboy's been assigning more work. Like, professors are just like, okay, here's another assignment.
And yeah, it's like, oh, it's the end. Oh, I forgot to assign this.
I'm like,
why are you like this?
Wait, some professor, I think it was a city professor, apparently told his, he has assignments due on Christmas.
I don't know if he has science due on Christmas. That's, I think he's still so accepting things, like, even after we finish.
Yeah. Someone was like, yeah, I have a project due on Christmas. And I was like,
no, wasn't it EE? I know EEs have, like, due, like, a day or two before Christmas.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Even if you don't celebrate Christmas, it's just, you know, spend time with your family.
Oh, yeah, I remember for GLD, I had to take it home because no one finished. Wait, remember? We had to take it home.
Loki, I was in India and Matt Ferrer just did everything.
Yeah, no, look, my roommate... my teammate went to Taiwan and I went to California. Room. So I took it to California and everyone asked if it was a bomb. I was like, no, it's my project. I'm an engineer. I'm so sad.
Ooh, that does not look good on your part. Well, Christmas was invented on November 1st, 1994 when Mariah Carey released All I Want for Christmas This Year.
No!
Totally kidding. But did you guys know that as of this week, it's currently sitting at number 21 on the Billboard Hot 100. It's right in between Selena Gomez's and Khalid's most recent singles. So, like, this 20-year-old song is doing just as well as, like, some of these newer artists' recent singles.
Damn.
That's kind of sad, though.
In the brief period of time in my life where I was in middle school choir, or fucking, what was it? It's a male's barbershop, but what's a female? Beauty shop? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
So, like, barbershop quartet.
I sang that song.
Really?
We literally sang it at every single senior citizen home in Edison.
Damn.
It was crazy.
But that's a testament to, like, how much staying power the song has. Like,
yeah, I know.
It's been 20 years. I also see that it's 6 on the United States Top 50 on Spotify.
Oh, my God.
It's the only song of hers that, like, is relevant.
Watch your words.
It's
we
relevant.
Belong together, fantasy, like, somebody.
I know, but, like, no one else, I mean, like, I don't know.
I know what you mean.
I feel like this song will forever just be timeless.
It's going to be very timeless. I think it's going to hit the top 10 this year, which is crazy because that's never hit the top 10 before, even like when it was first released. Yeah. I think it went It went as high as like 11 back in 2015. So I think it's actually going to do it this year. Is she
still like making music and touring and stuff?
She's still making music, yeah. She actually has a bunch of like new Christmas shows in like New York City. I think she just did a couple.
Oh, she's just totally playing on the hype of All I Want for Christmas.
Like they say that Mariah Carey like reduces 50 years to her age every single holiday season. She gets stronger every holiday season. So we can get started on these holiday songs. But actually in other music-related news, Grammy nominations were just released. Technically, we should have done this like the last episode because that was our year in review episode, but they weren't out yet at the time. But they're out now, so I just kind of wanted to quickly go over some like key categories and maybe talk about who we think will win and should win.
I have plenty of opinions. Let's do this.
All right, let's do this. So for Best New Artists, we got Alessia Cara, Julia Michaels, Khalid, Lil Uzi Vert, and SZA.
SZA needs to win.
I really want SZA to win. I just saw her show like this past Tuesday.
Oh, how was that?
It's fucking incredible, and Control's like such a good album.
Who's Julia Michaels again?
Julia Michaels is the singer of Issues.
Oh, I got Issues.
She also is like a really, like she's like essentially written all the good songs for like Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. Like she wrote Sorry, she wrote like Bad Liar and Hands to Myself and all that. So she's a really good songwriter. I actually really like everyone in this category though. I really want SZA to win, but I wouldn't be unhappy if anyone else won. But
yeah,
I think
they're all like good people.
I think Alessia Cara will win though. Because she's the biggest name on there.
How about Khalid? I feel like Khalid got really big this year.
True. It's definitely between Alessia Cara and Khalid.
And they both were on Logic's song.
Yeah, that's true. I definitely say that. I think it's also a good representation of like where music is headed right now. I think these crop of artists are probably the best out of their generation. Next, let's do Record of the Year. The difference between Record of the Year and Song of the Year. Song of the Year is just for like the lyrics, like the composition itself. Oh. So that goes to the songwriters. And Record of the Year is the, like the whole production, like the vocals and everything. So for Record of the Year, we got Childish Gambino for Redbone, Despacito by Luis Fonsi featuring Daddy Yankee and Justin Bieber, The Story of OJ by Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar's Humble, and 24 Karat Magic by Bruno Mars.
Fuck that song. And Despacito.
Damn!
Despacito, I'm so sorry. Like, it started out good, but it's just like
overplayed.
Oh my god.
Bit, yeah.
Overplayed.
And I just don't like 24 Karat Magic. It's a personal thing. Probably a very popular song.
I feel like if a Bruno Mars song was going to be nominated, I think it should have been like, that's what I like.
I know. Like, 24 Karat Magic is just not one of his best. And yeah. I really like The Story of OJ.
It's a good song. Yeah.
And Redbone. And Humble and has been overplayed, but it's a good song too.
I really don't know. Like, this is actually a really hard category to predict. I don't know who will win, actually. I could see Despacito actually winning, though.
Me too. And the thing is, Story of OJ, I feel like it just... It's not, for a really good song, it's just not really known.
I'm really surprised that they have this in Record of the Year. I thought there was, like, a lot of more bigger songs that they could have had. I know that they wanted to definitely, like, awards Jay-Z. Some, like, low-key, a lot of people have been saying that since Jay-Z has, like, a lot of Grammy nominations, they say, like, he, like, low-key bought it. Like,
yeah,
there's some kind
lot.
Of, like, label shit that went on behind the scenes to get him these nominations.
I mean, the problem I personally have is I feel like a lot of it is just, like, his music is really hard to find. And listen to in general.
True.
And so like I like went to YouTube and watched his music videos and stuff, but it's like in terms of convenience and getting people to know your music, it's really difficult to do so.
Oh, I got you for the 444 link, by the way.
You have it?
Yeah. I mean, no, I don't have it. I don't have it. If you're listening to Jay-Z, I don't have it.
Yo.
Final, I'm gonna say like Despacito's gonna take it though. Though I think I really want Redbone to take it.
I want Redbone. I really want Redbone. I think Despacito doesn't deserve that.
Donald Glover's like having a massive year. I think it would cap off a really good year if he took one of these big Grammys.
He's won Grammys before, right?
Nah.
No, really?
Yeah.
Shit.
So he just took that Emmy for like Atlanta, and he has like a Golden Globe for Atlanta. So it'd be so cool to get him like some nominations, some wins, and for his music as well. So we'll see. And finally, let's just do Album of the Year. For Album of the Year, we have Childish Gambino for Awaken My Love, Jay-Z's 444, Kendrick Lamar's Damn, Lorde's Melodrama, and Bruno Mars' 24 Karat Magic.
I want Melodrama.
This is so hard. Yeah.
I want Melodrama.
I it's definitely between Lorde and... See, well, for me personally, it's between Lorde and Kendrick. I really want Lorde or Kendrick to take it. I feel like Kendrick's really overdue for this Album of the Year. Like, he should have won it. Twice before.
No, I think Kendrick should win. It's either between... Yeah, for me, too, it's the same. I haven't listened to the entirety of Awaken My Love.
Me neither.
I like 444.
It's good?
Yeah.
Like, I've never actually decided to listen to it. Are a lot of songs like Redbone, or is it, like... I know it's, like, kind of out there. Like, he kind of goes through a lot of different genres on that album.
Yeah. And 24K Magic, I have not listened to it, and I can't send
any
singles.
I only listened to, like, one or two.
Okay, wait. It's a really good album. Bruno Mars is really good at what he does. I'll give him that. But I'm surprised he has an Album of the Year, though.
Yeah. I like his voice.
Yeah. But I don't know. The only thing is that I'm really afraid if Lord takes it, because people are going to, like, shit on her for, like, winning over, like, you know, Jay-Z and Kendrick in the same way that... It's not her fault, but it just sucks because, like, you know, Adele got backlash for, like, winning over Lemonade. Taylor got backlash for winning over, you know, Kendrick in her year. So, like, it just sucks, though, because, like, Melodrama is, like, miles better than 1989 and, like, 25. So it's, like, this time it's actually deserved. It's just going to look very bad on her part if she wins. But, I mean, I'm actually not mad at a lot of these nominations, though. Like, they actually got it right for the most part this year.
I don't think Bruno Mars deserved that many. You know,
Kavya really feels way about Bruno Mars. I think it's the Filipino in him that, like, making me feel very defensive. Like, it feels like a win for all of us. So we'll see. I think Grammys are actually in New York City next year, so we'll see what happens come next January. But until then, let's get started. Kavya, I think you're up first. What song have you brought for us this episode?
I chose Let It Snow by Frank Sinatra. Honestly, very difficult to pick a song. Christmas music is just so feel-good, and I'm like a big fan of the classics. Like, I've listened to, like, a lot of, like, I feel like basically every single, like, pop artist of our generation or whatever has covered, like, so many different songs. But I feel like the OG ones are just always better, in my opinion, at least.
Very true.
Because, I mean, they're doing covers based on that, so.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, some of them are good. Like, I don't know. I can't think of any right now, but there are good ones. Because Spotify has all those playlists, too.
I really like Ella.
Who?
Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Oh.
Her version of Let It, she did Let's Over.
Or, like, I like her, like, everything. Oh, okay. All the Christmas, because her voice is so jazzy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is very jazzy as well.
I love Frank Sinatra, too. So thank you for
Frank Sinatra's voice is amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, this song was just, like, very, like, happy to listen to, and I just like it, and I like his voice. I don't know what else to say, so you can just play a song.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Doesn't care if it's 10 below, he's sitting by the fire's cozy glow. He don't care about the cold and the winds that blow. He just says, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow.
Ooh-wee, goes the star. Why should he worry when he's nice and warm? His gal by his side and the lights turn low. He just says, let it snow, let it snow.
I don't care.
Weather outside is frightful, but that fire is delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought lots of corn for popping. The lights are way down low, so let it snow, let it snow, let it snow,
let it snow.
When we finally say goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll only hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. Long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
You're just, like, reflecting on memories in the city during Christmas time, like seeing the Rockefeller Christmas tree, seeing the Rockettes at Radio City. Especially for us Jersey kids, Kavya and I, it's like, it was like a really big deal. Driving up from Jersey, crossing the bridge, going to the city, it was always like kind of exciting for me when I was little.
That's the only thing I remember too.
Yeah.
Like, my parents would just want... We would go in the Girl Scout troop, and it would be, like, a group of 10 girls and all their parents sitting together watching the Christmas Spectacular. It was really just, like, happy feelings.
How was Christmas in Korea?
It's just cold.
Just cold.
I mean, it's Christmas here, too.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, because Christmas, I feel like we have a lot of the decorations, but, like, we don't really do the Christmas Eve. I mean, we do, but it's not, like, as big as America, I don't think. But... yeah, it's, like, nice compared to, like, California, where it's not even cold.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Oh, look who joined us.
Hey, everybody.
Are you recording?
Yeah, hey, everyone. You guys, the three of you.
Hello.
Yeah,
we're still...
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, one and all, and happy holidays. I brought one cookie because one guy just happened to give me a cookie, so I'm not going to eat it right now, out of respect to everybody.
Oh my god, though, you know what I really want? I want Cooper to have a holiday sweater day.
I'm trying to do that,
can
actually.
We do it?
Really?
I have so many.
I'm so excited. I want to do that. And I'm like, I have no place to wear a holiday sweater.
Done. Wednesday. We're doing it Wednesday.
Okay.
Like, you just made it happen just now.
You do understand I am the treasurer of fund committee. Whatever I say goes. That's actually not the case. It just so happens that nobody does anything unless I'm just like, okay, I have an idea.
Let's do Wednesday. Wednesday. Woo!
It's the 13th. Yep.
Okay, you heard it here first, y'all.
Okay, yeah, I want everybody, their ugliest holiday sweater on Wednesday the 13th.
Ugly cute.
Just holiday sweater. I want some color to come to this bland, drab building.
Oh, for the love of God.
Shit.
Okay, whose turn is it?
It's Olivia's turn. What song have you brought for us?
I brought Text Me Merry Christmas by Straight No Chaser. And so it's really weird. I usually know them because they do a cappella. So, because I was in, like, a cappella group, so I would just listen to them as inspiration for, like, what's it called? Arrangements and stuff. So, when I realized this song was by them, I was like, oh, it's so cute. I love this song. But yeah, it's really cute. It's bubbly. Yeah, it's so cute. I love it.
This holiday, you'll be far away, and I'll be all alone. So, please remember this December to fully charge your phone and text me Merry Christmas. Let me know you care. Just a word or two of text from you will remind me you're still there. You don't have to add much to it. You're far from me, say you'll be BRB. That's a text I'll never delete. No. Choose just the right emoji. One that makes me LOL. And if you text me something naughty, I promise I won't tell.
I don't care if you spell things right. I just want to hear from you tonight.
Stroke those keys with your delicate touch. And type those little words that mean so much.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Okay.
Miss you.
Miss you too.
Xmas sucks without you.
I know. LOL.
Love you.
Love you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
A Facebook message isn't quite as sweet.
I need more from you than just a tweet.
A snap on Snapchat doesn't last. And voicemail, that's from Christmas past. Text me Merry Christmas.
Send a selfie too.
If you do, I'll go neath the mistletoe and pretend my screen is new. Show me that you love me. Text, hold a kiss and hug me. I'll be right here waiting for my pants to start vibrating. Baby, text me Merry Christmas and I will text you too.
Very cute song.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, yeah, that was adorable.
I do like a cappella arrangements. Yeah.
Yeah, I have like two playlists. I have one for pop Christmas and then one for jazz Christmas.
Pepe
and, like,
is
this
the
was like one of the first songs that I put in.
Pepe is the thumbnail for both.
Yeah.
See,
I didn't know that the Pepe was Pepe until very recently.
It's peppermint.
Who's man?
Damn it!
I'm sorry. Oh my god.
No, because it's like a peppermint.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, I got that. But
the song was actually so cute. Right? I remember when I first heard it, I was just like, so cute. Wow. I love it. Like, when I first heard it on the radio, I was just like, wow, this is what, these are songs now. Okay. All right, let's do this.
I know, I just had a hard time, like, getting used to text me Merry Christmas. Like, I told you before, I listened to classic songs for Christmas, and so hearing that, and I'm like, whoa.
It's a very millennial Christmas song.
It's a very millennial.
Although I will say that I would not expect, unless we were, like, freshly dating, that's when I would expect a text.
Yeah.
But if we were in, like, long-term relationship, bitch, better call me. Like, it's Christmas.
I know, if you're texting me, I'm like, fuck
that's
you.
Lazy. Like, come on. Right. Still cute, though.
I'm up with a very non-millennial Christmas song. I've chosen John Lennon's, I guess I call it Happy Xmas, Taking the Christ Out of Christmas.
What? Ah, no. First of all, actually, no. Very quickly, the X is actually, like, it's the Greek letter for Chi, which is the beginning of Christ, so it's not taking it out.
Because I always wonder that. Like, people always say Xmas, and then, you know, like, Christians X-mas. Always feel away.
You know how sometimes Republicans, they'll, like, see something that has one meaning, and then they'll be like, that's offensive for some dumb reason? That's exactly it.
Like, the way the Starbucks took away the red cups.
Bingo!
Like that.
Yeah, that's
basically that. Sorry, what did you just say?
The way the Starbucks, like, took out, like, the red cups, and then, like...
Or, like, look at those gender-neutral hands. They're lesbians, like, on the recent, like, Starbucks.
Lesbian looked at the
Yeah, like, have you actually turned? Yeah, no, like, because, you know, people are, like, always talking about, like, taking, like, the Christ out of Christmas or whatever. Yeah. And, like, it's valid because it is, like, you know,
it's something
the birth of Jesus.
Yeah, it's weird. It's just, like, you know.
But, you know, like, I feel like it's been, like, reclaimed by, like, everyone. Like, I don't know.
It's
like,
more
Christmas is, like, everyone's holiday. Like, I don't know. Okay, like, so I know I know, like, non-like churchgoers that celebrate Christmas. So it's like.
Yes, because it's like Christmas. I mean, it's a fun holiday to get
celebrate Christmas both religiously and, like, culturally.
Yeah, because, like, personally for me, like, mm-hmm. you know, I, like, go to church, but, like, I'm also not going to be mad at you if you're, like.
No, yeah.
You know,
absolutely
like.
Not.
Just celebrate it just to celebrate the festivities with everyone. Yeah. You know? Yeah,
I mean, I'm like you, Brandon, honestly, but at the same time, I do sort of at least understand why people would get
totally,
upset
totally,
about it.
Totally,
because it's just, like, it kind of does. I mean, as somebody who's gone to church her whole life and to see, like, actively taking, like, when I was a kid and I'd see people threatening to take Jesus out of Christmas or whatever. I mean, I'm a kid, you know? Mm-hmm. I was, like, kind of sad. I was like, no!
Totally.
But now it's just, like, yeah, like the joys of Christmas that we've made it so far are just so infectious. It would almost be selfish to just keep it between people who celebrate it as Jesus' birthday. Like, let
Very
everybody
true.
Do it.
Very
who the
true.
Hell cares?
Yeah, there's a lot of holidays that, like, they have religious connotations.
Yeah.
But
as long as it's respected, generally. Yeah. You don't have to.
Christmas music definitely does that for a lot of people. Like, people love Christmas songs, but they don't celebrate Christmas. And, like, I think that's funny, but I think it's also great.
No, I was talking
to someone. They're so cute.
I was talking to someone, and she's Jewish, so she's like, oh, I don't know a lot of Christmas songs, because, like, I never really, like, got...
Oh, and then there's also the converse of that.
Like,
people who don't know.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
But the song I've chosen is War Is Over by John Lennon. I don't know. I just have, like, really good memories with the song. Just, like, driving home from, like, our family parties and just being on a snowy New Jersey highway and then just hearing this, like, come on the radio. It's, like, a nice, like...
Were you on the parkway?
Turnpike. Oh. Yeah.
I know the version turnpike. With the kids?
Sorry?
Is it the version where the kids sing at
yeah,
the
Yeah, I don't know if there's a non-kids version, is there?
Yeah, it's so cute.
The
yeah.
plastic Ono band, if
yeah,
you will.
It's oh. so cute.
I don't know what that was, but... yeah, I just really like it, and it brings me... nice holiday memories.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one.
so happy Christmas. For black and for white, for yellow and red one, let's stop all the fights. Merry, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope things are good ones without any fear.
So this is Christmas.
So your classic rock aficionado is here to say that today, because we're recording on December 8th, is the anniversary of John Lennon's death. He died in, he was killed in 1980, December 8th, in front of the
Yoko
Dakota
there
Hotel.
Too?
Hmm?
Was she there too?
Yoko Ono was literally right next to him. They were exiting the hotel.
And she shot?
Exiting, I don't, no, she wasn't shot. She wasn't shot. But, yeah, it is, I guess, a sad day for music, but also, I don't know if I've brought this up before. I know I've brought it up thousands of times in this room. But John Lennon is everybody's problematic fave. He was a really horrible father and husband, not only once, but twice.
Mm. Yeah, he beat his wife.
He beat both of his wives.
Fuck
both
him.
Of them.
Because it's like...
But he was only shitty to one of his kids, so I guess he gets leeway there.
Because it's like, you know, when you find out, like, artists or actors and, you know, you hear about the bad stuff that they've done in their personal lives, it's like, do you still, like... appreciate,
right.
You know, especially if you're a fan of them before, like, do you still appreciate, like, the content that they, like, made, you know, do you still celebrate, like, their legacy, like, their contributions to, like, music or film or, like, TV, you know, it's a weird thing.
Like, I was watching House of Cards religiously over the summer, and, like, I'm, like, between season 3 or something, and now knowing everything Kevin Spacey has done, I'm like, I'm not motivated to watch him.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
It's like, I actually can't. I used to be a huge Beatles fan, and I don't know what happened. I just can't listen to them anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it makes me feel... Because, I mean, only one of them... Well, I mean, for sure, only one of them...
Oh, my God.
...beat their lives. So, I don't know if I should, like, let one bad person tarnish this whole big thing for me.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas! Woo!
But... You guys see, I was talking to Brandon about this. The Time Person of the Year is the Silence Breakers. Like, all the women. It's, like, pretty cool. Like, I follow Time on Instagram. And so, like, I've been reading all their stories and stuff. Taylor Swift's on the front cover.
Yeah, I was about to say, our favorite girl.
Like, homegirl. We talk about every
single
time.
On this podcast.
Yep, she's on the front cover. People have been pissed.
Do we talk about Taylor Swift every time?
We really do.
We're six episodes
into this show, and we've somehow come up
because
in every single episode.
It was like her first single came out, and then the album came out, and then the album sucked.
I finally listened to the album. Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later, right?
Yeah.
But, the Time cover is really cool. I think recently, Demi Lovato was in the news because she called out Time because apparently one of the runner-ups
was the first runner-up
behind, you know, the Silence Breakers.
Is Donald Trump.
Was Donald Trump.
And there's so many other people that could have chosen.
So, like, the thing is that, like, Time's Person of the Year is not necessarily, like, a celebratory thing.
Yes.
Like, it could be, like, just someone, the person in the news who was talked about the most. And, like, honestly, that was Donald Trump.
Kind of.
But it just doesn't speak well to, like, you know.
2016's Person of the Year was Donald Trump.
Yeah, did you see,
but,
the,
I mean,
remember
he,
the M's?
Like,
they
literally
the horns.
But, like, honestly, like, on some real, like, he was the most talked about 2017. But I think he should have just been axed from that list entirely. Especially because of who they actually chose as number one. Like, come on.
They even like, named
like, I think
him.
They should have just, like, dropped, you know, the reason, the Person of the Year thing, the fact that it's, like, has to be the most talked about. Like, I think they should have just dropped that this year just because, like, it doesn't speak well. Like, come on. Like, one of the, like, biggest, you know, targets of harassment, Donald Trump being second to the people.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's so...
He was in the article mentioned as one of the accused.
Yet he's the runner. Like, it just doesn't look well.
I still, like, the fact that our president is, like,
that
accused of like harassing
and nobody people. Who like backs him gives a shit.
It drives me nuts. It just bothers me that this is how the country is right now.
Yeah.
Like, when are we gonna fucking... This is the year where we started giving a shit about our women. Like, are you kidding me? Okay, I need to talk about this. But, like, really quick. This is the last thing on this. But I think in June, I can pull up pictures on Twitter. I ran a poll. I said the exact same thing. I said it was a true or false question. If you harm your significant other physically or emotionally, like, on purpose, in an abusive way, in any way, but you do a lot of other good things, you're a shitty person. In June, it was split 50-50. But then I did it in November, same phrasing, and it was like 99-1. Mm. Like, what changed so much? Like, we finally give a shit about women! Mm. Not enough. We're getting there.
The rhetoric has shifted.
Yes. Big time.
Which is great.
Big time.
We've made strides. We just gotta axe one of the biggest perpetrators of that. In our country.
Well, yeah,
he holds the highest chair in office.
So that's so deep.
Wow. So Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone, yeah. And happy holidays for those who celebrate. Okay.
Gabby's turn.
Okay, hello. So, December 8th is a very important day for me, not only because John Lennon died, but because it's my favorite uncle in the entire world's birthday.
Yeah.
He's like, which is actually super, it relates to this because my uncle, he's a priest, he's of the Dominican Order. And I love him so much, and every Christmas, like, I get so hyped around Christmas because his order made a Christmas album of all, like, the classic, like, Polish Christmas carols, and I listen to it every year nonstop. It just brings, it's such a warm, spiritual album, like, in Poland, I went to Poland last year to celebrate the holidays with my family for the first time in my life, and it was so beautiful. Like, Poland is a very religious country. I think because in the 60s, Russia told them, hey, don't be religious. And they were like, fuck you. Praise Jesus. That's exactly what happened. And they kind of stuck with that. No, that's exactly what happened.
Exactly.
So, like, yeah. There, the Christmas, it was, we had midnight mass in the church. And it was just so, so beautiful. I will never experience anything like that in America. Like, I fully 100% believe that American Christians don't know how to do Christmas. The American Christmas is great. It's fun and cute, but in terms of spirituality, I will never find it again unless I go back to Poland, because it was amazing. So, in honor of my uncle's birthday, in honor of Christmas, in honor of just, like, all good feelings, I'm going to be playing the first song on the Bracia Dominicanie album. It's called Año Pasterzom Mówił, which translates to it tells the story of the angels telling the shepherds about the birth of Christ. Warning, it's a little bit Gregorian, but I like it.
So Smolivia and Gab just left because it's finals.
It's finals, man.
So it's just me and Brendan in the room.
Oh my god! Like, so you know, our panel's usually like how many people?
It's like six people.
It's like six people, and they're dropping like flies. I mean, see, people popped in, so thank you, and then people left. But it's finals, man. I don't blame
so
them.
Much work.
Yeah, no, I keep me too.
Literally, have all my work like laid out in front of me.
Yeah, we gotta end this soon. So that was the songs portion of the podcast. We got a new issue of The Pioneer out today, volume 97, issue 6, last issue of the semester.
Yeah.
Last issue of 2017, also. You want to give us a quick brief of the new issue?
So Matt interviewed Fred Fontaine for After Tuition series, which is pretty cool. We have a new crossword, which has like a cool like winter theme.
Oh.
Is
it like shaped like something? Huh? Or is it shaped like something? Or is it just the clues?
You can figure it out.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
It gotta leave something up for the readers and the listeners. You know?
Y'all check that out.
We have a school store coming. Don't really know when, but there's gonna be an article about it with more information about it. And we might have a review on Taylor Swift's new album.
Might.
It depends on the workload.
Of Brian. Our friend Brian here. Yeah. I mean, not here, but is part of
somewhere
this.
Somewhere here in this building, yeah.
So shout out to all the EEs. We're thinking of you as we get through this season.
Rip men.
Yeah, no, hi, Kate. So it's okay if you don't have that reputation review, but...
It'd be great.
It's okay, we can review it a little bit here. What did you think of the album, Kavya?
All right, so low-key, each album of hers is just a completely different thing. I'll be honest, I like the song with Ed Sheeran.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his name?
Teacher,
yeah, that was pretty good.
No, it's a good one, yeah. I was surprised that was one of the good ones.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be really weird. Yeah. It's kind of nice. I don't think it's a good album overall.
Okay.
I just think I like 1989.
No, it's weird. Like, 1989, that's like, she'll never top that. Yeah. But I will admit, I wanted to hate this, but I kind of... Like, it's not a great album, but it's also not bad. Like,
it's not bad.
Like, there's some really strong songs on there.
But the thing is, it's like the second, like, highest selling album of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think it deserves that.
It definitely doesn't deserve it, but it's Taylor Swift. Like, Taylor Swift is going to open with a million copies on the first week till the rest of her career ends. Like,
I know. It's just,
she's just a huge
amazing
album seller.
It's like, there's so many good albums this year that could have done that, but like, just because they don't have the name associated with it, mm-hmm. It's hard, you know?
It's hard. It is hard. I think also the fact that she took it off all streaming services for the first week, yet she still opened with like a million sales and like number
one. That's some
one.
Sick snake shit, because she brought it back the following week.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's a testament to Taylor Swift's power, though. It's like she was still able to open number one with the highest like selling like.
It pisses week me sales. Off.
It's just crazy. Yeah,
it's
I know.
Like, it
does piss me off a little bit too.
So arrogant, and it's just like unnecessary.
I mean, at least she like didn't take as long as she did for 1989. That she took like 2 years to put that on streaming services.
I was pissed. I wanted it to be on Spotify so badly. It took forever.
But now it's finally on there. And they could listen to that instead of Reputation. I think the day Reputation came out, I still listened to 1989. Like, after I went through, like, half of the album, I was like, yeah, I want to listen to 1989 instead.
Maybe the next podcast in 2018, we won't talk about Taylor Swift.
We'll see what happens, man. Definitely it's going to come up on some of the themes that, like, we currently have planned,
yeah.
I think. But hopefully with that first one, it doesn't. So you can check all those articles out in the next issue of The Pioneer. You can pick up a copy at any newspaper stand at your local Cooper building or The Bean and right here on pioneer.cooper.edu. So that concludes this episode of Tunage. I'd like to thank Kavya for still being... It's final season, like, man, it's hard. Thank you, though, like, to Olivia and Gabby for joining us.
And everyone else.
And everyone else, honestly, project. Because we went through the semester and we got... have an episode at each issue, and we're gonna keep it rolling for you guys for next year. And yeah,
thank you for listening, guys.
Thank you for listening. We really appreciate hearing all your feedback, like just, you know, passing in the halls and, you know, just like receiving messages. It's
shout
been
out to
very
Toby
nice
for
yo, shout out Tobias Stein. That gassed me up like a lot. I don't know if you're listening, but if you are, that gassed me up a lot. We'll be back with a new theme, and you can listen to on the next episode coming out next issue of Pioneer, which will be next year.
Ah.
So drop us some feedback for anything Tunage or Pioneer related, and that is that on that. This has been Tunage. We will see you next year. Merry Christmas. Happy New
holidays,
Year.
Happy New Year.
It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long, I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away.